bad.
So he's got support.
Call to order the meeting of the Gage County Board of Supervisors.
Yeah.
Please rise and recite the Pledge of Allegiance with me.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Open Meetings Act is posted on the southeast corner of the wall. Attendance by observation: Juergens, Dorn, Bauman, Lytle, Byers, Setzer. Adams will be absent all day. First item on the agenda is a consent agenda that consists of the general agenda, approve minutes of the meeting held November 11th, approve all claims through December 13th in the amount of $544,605.99. Approve and place on file all correspondence received. Approved district court clerk summary fee report, register of deeds report for fees for the month of November. Approve reappointing Dave Norton, Dave Zimmerman, Russ Sherman, John McKeever to the Board of Variance, and reappointing Dave Zimmerman to the Planning and Zoning Commission. And finally, approving appointing Dave M. Niemeyer as an alternate to the Board of Variance.
I'd move the consent agenda be approved.
Second.
Moved by Byers, seconded by Lytle. Discussion? Okay, so just the clerk is telling me that we did receive requests for reappointment to those boards from those members. We just didn't get all of them, but Rex
they
did receive
correct.
All of those. So. Vote. 6-0. To approve. Comments from the public, requests for future agenda items. Seeing none, Jim Spangler to present the Tourism Quarterly Report. Morning. Jim.
I think you all should have received in your packet a little four-page summary that I did. Just wanted to point out the page titled Visitor Improvement Fund, that the budgeted amount for this fiscal year is $128,000. Of that, we have allocated $17,600, and then we have two projects, the Rotary Club's Veterans Park sculptures and the Beatrice Bullets ball field, totaling $40,000 that has been approved but not yet expended. On the next page is the summary of the lodging tax. Last fiscal year was, as you remember, was a very, very good year, especially the 1 month when we were able to go back and collect some back lodging tax from some entities that had not been paying it previously. This year, or fiscal year, we are down to the last 2 months a little bit. I can't attribute that necessarily to anything other than I think there was a fair amount of construction projects and that sort of work going on last fiscal year that caused that to go down a little bit. But I think in the next few months, hopefully, we should see a turnaround on that. And then I just put down some of the highlights of my activities for the fourth quarter. Main thing I wanted to touch on really was, as you know, at the end of November we had hosted the National Springer Spaniel National Open, and from everything I've heard and observed, that was very, very successful. I called the motels and tallied it up, and they said 370 room nights were filled during that week. And then I also spoke to some of the restaurants in town, and they all seemed to have a positive impact from that. So it was just a good group to have here. We made a great impression on them. I included a letter in my packet from the organizer of the event, just singing the praises of Gage County and how welcome they felt here. And I really feel that we can get them back again in the next few years as part of their rotation as they go about. And also, you know, different breeds of dogs, the handlers talk amongst themselves, and so not only the Springer Spaniels, but we may be able to get other groups here as well because of this. So it was a great event to have, and we're looking forward to it. I think the next big thing probably we have planned is the end of February, Saturday, February the 25th. We host a youth basketball tournament here. The last year drew 63 teams. This year we're hoping to get 70. We got permission from Southeast Community College to use their facility for the entire day. So that brings in a lot of people. Our goal is to try to get a few more of the teams to spend the night. But it was very successful last year, and we hope to draw upon that this year. So any questions whatsoever? I appreciate all your support, and thank you so much.
Motion to place the report on file.
So moved.
Second.
By Byers, second by Setzer. Discussion. Vote. 6-0. Next on the agenda is to approve or disapprove the renewal of Memorandum of Understanding between the Gage County Sheriff's Office and the Homestead National Monument. Get a motion to approve.
Move to approve.
Moved by Lytle.
Second.
Second by Byers. Discussion. Ask the sheriff to just kind of talk us through this briefly.
Briefly, okay. Good morning. See, they got the superintendent and the ranger from Homestead here today. This is a five-year MOU, if I remember correctly. We did it here 5 years ago, it's hard to believe already. And what it does is basically it was the first one, I think, in the Midwest region, wasn't it, Mark? Something like that. It's worked very well. Homestead's been very supportive of the entire staff. Anything happens out in that direction of the county, they're there without me even having to call. And I like to think they feel the same way if we're there and to help them on their grounds. But it does allow us both to cross those borders and to do our thing. It also allows Nick, the ranger, if he issues citations for traffic, they can go through our local courts versus going through the U.S. Treasury. That's his option, but they have that option to do that. So it's worked very well, and I would encourage the board to, again, vote for that for their 5 years. Mark, you want to say anything about it, or Nick?
And I'm Mark Engler, and just wanted to add my support for this agreement. I think it's a great tool not only for us, but I think it also is a tool that will help add another law enforcement presence to the county in those emergency situations where such support is needed. So I know that as Gus has said, it's worked not only well for them, but well for us in the past 5 years.
Could you introduce your officer to
and
us?
I'm sorry, this is Nick Capps Hinke, and Nick has been on our staff for probably 18 months, and from a law enforcement standpoint, within the National Park Service, we have two types of law enforcement commissions, a Type A and a Type 2, and Nick carries the top credentials within the National Park Service, and that training is extensive training that he's received to receive those credentials. And he can not only work and handle routine-type violations, but he can also handle complex investigations and those type of things under his commission as a federal law enforcement officer. So
I would move to approve the renewal of the Memorandum of Understanding between Gage County Sheriff's Office and Homestead National Monument.
We have that motion in second.
Do we? Okay. We'll do it again.
Mr. Chairman, I just had the three gentlemen came up and spoke with me, and I appreciated getting information, know what's going on. I think a good example of local law enforcement cooperating on a federal level, too, and that certainly brings a lot more resources. So I would certainly voice my approval or recommendation you also approve this.
I just want to make a note, too, that it's awfully good to turn on the news, local and national, and see that the Homestead National Monument is being recognized for inviting the President of the United States to your celebration. I think this is fantastic.
Thanks.
Just as I don't know if it's a point of trivia or a point of fact, is that there is a little portion of Highway 4 that is actually federal jurisdiction. What would that be? How does that work? How does that, just so people know, I think a lot of folks forget that when they buzz by, and then you stop them to meet them, and then they find out. I think that's interesting.
Right. No, Highway 4, there are actually two segments of Highway 4 that cross through the monument, and actually those two portions are lands that are owned and managed by the United States government through the National Park Service, and we permit to the Nebraska Department of Roads on an annual basis, allowing them to bring Highway 4 through the park. So that's the type of arrangement agreement that we have with the Nebraska Department of Roads for that. And they're responsible for, of course, the maintenance and all that along with the road. And we also work occasionally together with some maintenance issues as well, like trimming trees and those sort of things off of the road. So.
Any further questions or discussion? We have a motion and a second. Vote. 6-0 to approve. Thank you, gentlemen.
I'd just like to also just say thanks to the Sheriff's Department. I know when Nick is out of town or when we're shorthanded and we need help, or even when we don't need help, Gus's folks are always there for us, and we really appreciate that help and support. And we know at times they're even around while we're sleeping, and we get their cards underneath our doors and that sort of thing. So we really appreciate their support and help, and we look forward to that continued relationship. So thanks for your vote of support.
I need to sign this then, is that correct?
Yeah.
You two, and then
Mark, I think on that same tone, we should probably commend you for being so easy to work with. It's not always the case with federal employees that they're willing to work along with the local authorities, and I think you should be commended also. So on the same hand, thank you to you also.
Can't do anything successfully unless we're working together. It's kind of like our
absolutely
very good.
Communication, collaboration, absolutely.
Could I take a minute just to share with folks about the 150th anniversary? Would that be okay, Matt?
Yeah, we don't have any time to Vince. Any objections to just, since he's here, any objections to that briefly?
I have a poster, and also a schedule of events that I can give each one of you. But actually, just in a couple weeks, we'll actually start the 150th anniversary of the Homestead Act, the commemoration that leads up to the May 20th event. Those events include such things as a Hollywood Film Festival. A number of Hollywood films have been produced with the theme of homesteading, and so we're going to be showing those. So if, for instance, like if any of you have seen Shane, that'll be one of those that'll be shown. Far and Away is another one. And I know that Shane may be a favorite of many of you here, and I just want no tears shown or anything like that.
Oh, well,
tear jerker,
Terry.
But
Terry, don't cry, Terry.
Also we're working with the University of Nebraska Lincoln to host a major national symposium. Scholars will be traveling from really all over the United States and as well Canada for a conference in Lincoln, and for the part of the time they will also be here. Graduate students from the University of Nebraska Lincoln will also be holding a major, the Rollins Conference, and that'll be held at the monument as well. We're working with the National Archives and are close to finally finalizing our agreement with them to actually bring the actual Homestead Act document here. So we're really excited about that. There will also be an added naturalization ceremony, special programs on May 20th. That's the day that the president actually signed the Homestead Act. We're doing also a special week-long Chautauqua event. I think many of you can remember in the past, I think two or three times when there's been Chautauqua events in Beatrice, and the Nebraska Humanities Council will be bringing a Chautauqua event. It will be at the monument, and this will be for 5 days, and so we're pretty excited about that. We're working with local groups with Homestead Days and, of course, the Fiddle Festival, and between all those things are a number of other special programs, lectures, presentations, and I'll give you all a schedule of events, and you'll be able to see that, and also I'll leave you a poster if you'd like to grab one of those as well, but I guess you already got a stack of them. So, but anyway, I'll pass around the poster.
They're right here also.
Oh, you did that.
Yeah, he's on top of things.
Yeah.
He's not just a cop. He's good help.
Are there plenty, so I can take a couple extra posters?
And if you need more, let us know. But anybody that likes a poster, you're welcome to it. And we have a supply of them at the park, so we'd be happy to.
Thank you. Okay, we'll move to the next item on the agenda is to approve or disapprove a memorandum of understanding between Gage County Emergency Management and the Homestead National Monument. Need a motion to approve?
I would move we approve.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Setzer. Discussion. Mark.
Another agency, a county agency working with the Homestead, my office. With the narrow banding coming up, I've been talking a lot about, we anticipate the loss of some coverage for law enforcement network. And so we have a voting system in the county currently that has voting sites in six different areas. We have one in Cortland and Claytonia and Adams and Barnston and Wymore and in Odell. And we're able to add to that system by and so adding another site at the Homestead would allow law enforcement officers while working out there in that area have better coverage, especially with their handheld units. Right now the handheld unit is not very doesn't have very good coverage in that area. Mobiles are okay, but this would allow, if they have to get out, as we know there's a lot of trails out there we would have to take care of and et cetera. And so the Homestead has come forward and said they would allow us to put that system on their tower, pay for the electricity, and keep it secured in an indoors environment. And we would use, the county would use EMPG money after our environmental historical preservation forms are filled out and passed from the state. We will purchase that system. It's about a $2,600 add-on to the system. But again, 50% would be paid for with EMPG money. So just it would help not only our local law enforcement, the deputies that are working in the area, but also the Homestead, as Nick has one of our local radios on him at all times that he can communicate with us also. So helps with that communication. So.
Thank you, Mark. Any questions for either one of these gentlemen? I'll just make a comment that I know in emergency management we visited as well about communications with Mark, probably ad nauseum at this point. Now, all the work that goes into making sure that the communications throughout the county are effective so that when you need to key in, you can get a tone or you can answer somebody. And there's quite a little bit to that, and there's a price tag to that. So I appreciate the work that Mark's doing for that. And there'll be more things to come, I'm sure. But it's quite the task. And one of those things that quite often takes place behind closed doors you don't really know is there, but it's vital for communications. So
I agree, Mark. You've done a great job that, and I want to recognize all the elected officials on this board and in the city council and elsewhere that have been supportive and have worked with you positively to create this system and to work with the Homestead. So thank you, all of you, for everything you've done positively for this community and for the Homestead.
I'd just like to add that, like Gus, Mark is also excellent to work with and is always there when we need help and is always thinking, like when he's doing his tornado training or whatever, you know, he knows that we're interested in that as well. So he's always reaching out to us, and we greatly appreciate his help and work with not only like radios but with training activities. And we appreciate the opportunity to participate and want to thank Mark.
I got a quick question about how much of a staff do you have out there, and about roughly if you have an idea of how many visitors a year you get, or I mean any idea or not?
Visitation is around between 70,000 to 74,000, and with the 150th anniversary, I'm very optimistic that we'll be breaking our record, and I think our target would be 100,000 for next year, but staff-wise, it varies depending upon the time of year. But division-wide right now, we have 14 permanent subject to furlough positions, and then in the summer with our seasonal help and part-time help and youth groups working and all, we can get up closer to 30 or over 30 schools. And then on top of that, we're very fortunate. We have a very strong and active volunteer workforce, and we can have anywhere from 400 to 600 volunteers that are helping us throughout the year. While a lot of those volunteers are like eighth graders from Beatrice Middle School, a lot of them, many of them are not. But anyway, we're very appreciative and glad that we had the support of our volunteers.
I don't think a lot of you probably realize either, if you haven't been out there, they actually have a fire station that the Beatrice Rule has had an agreement with. And there's actually a fire truck and a fire station out there, along with medical. You have some and so some of the members are, so they'll respond also to rural fires in that area to assist the Beatrice Rural Fire Department. And a big part of our mutual aid, we have training out there, the facility's great. So not only the emergency management and law enforcement, but our EMS and fire department benefit from that, from out to the Homestead also. We have our LAPC meetings. We changed the name of our LAPC to the Homestead, and so we're working on that right now. So a lot of other things go on out there. So we spend, it's kind of a mutual area for, especially our mutual aid district. It's kind of right in the middle, so it pays off to have those meetings. And so they take the time to be out there at night and open it up for us and stuff. So another way we work together.
Myron, when you ask about the staff, I should just add that basically as a unit within the National Park Service, we are divided into three primary work groups. Maintenance, which they take care of our grounds and buildings and equipment and all those sort of things, and then the Ranger Division, and they handle education programs, fire programs, law enforcement, education, and we reach out to probably, when we talk about numbers, over 16,000 kids, and we do distance learning through the help and work with the ESU5, and like last week, I think we talked to 300 kids out in New York State. And so we have the staff that works with those sort of things. Many folks may not even realize, for instance, like the state capitol, it's a national landmark. And so staff from Homestead, we biannually go and inspect that as a national landmark property. And so then in addition to the ranger staff, and it's usually the ranger staff that people see most of the time that meet and greet people and those sort of things. Then we have the administrative staff. And the administrative staff, they handle everything from our computers to our property to budgets, personnel issues. And so that's basically what makes up our division of employment out there.
So, thank you.
Yeah. Just as a note, as a term on this agreement, different than the memorandum with the sheriff's office that had a 5-year term, this just goes on until one party would decide within 30 days to give written notice. So this just goes on. There's no term in this agreement at this point. So just to make a point. Okay, so we have a motion and a second to approve. Any further discussion? Vote. 6-0 to approve. Thank you, gentlemen. Next item on the agenda is to approve or disapprove the county employee recognition dinner with awards and plaques to be presented for years of service. A motion to approve or disapprove?
Move to approve.
Moved by Lytle to approve?
Second.
Second by Dorn. Discussion?
Explain it a little bit. Tell what it is.
This is the annual recognition dinner that we have for the employees. I think under state statute, you can... I'll defer this to Dawn because she knows this because we've talked about this.
$25 per employee for plaques, awards, that type of thing, and a meal. And so we usually do it every 5-year increments for award.
For years of service of employment and so on, and longevity and that type of thing.
So, and then every year we try to have one if you guys want it, but bring it forward to you.
Do we have a date yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
We start with this point, and then we try to figure out a date.
Personally, I think it's a good opportunity to recognize employees for the years of service. Yes, they're a public employee. Yes, they're paid with tax dollar money. But it also, there's a level of camaraderie that needs to take place. We have men and women that come from the FOP. We have folks from the highway department, folks from the extension office, the Veterans Service Board, the courthouse to come and interact maybe in a more casual setting than what they normally would. And hopefully in an hour or two, you never know, you may develop a relationship where you can work well together, maybe be able to call someone or dispel a rumor that you may have heard about someone because you see them. You know, we all cut our meat the same way, and we all eat with a fork. So at the risk of sounding too simplistic, there is value in that in recognizing the employees for the work that they do. Any more discussion at all? Nope. Okay, we have a motion to approve, and we have a second vote. 6-0 to approve. Committee reports. I'll just start with road. I wrote some things down. Road.
Basically, you see the road and bridge report, activities of all the crews there. No need to go into that. On the main committee meeting, two of the main things that stand out to me, I personally had two compliments on the road that the county crew was doing out to rebuild it going to Holmesville. We're not going to get it finished. We're about probably a mile from Holmesville to getting it done. But in both instances, they commended the county workers that were on that job as far as quality of work and getting along with fences, culvert replacement, stuff like that. They were very, very easy to work with. So I got a high recommendation on that with the people on that. The second main thing, I guess, we were in discussion about getting some help down there for Nancy, basically, part-time, I think it might start out with, move into maybe full-time, we'll see how that goes, because the workload, maybe not this time of year is that great, but it's going to be, so.
Thank you, Terry. Building and grounds.
I wasn't able to make the meeting, please forgive me, I never we'll get up on a ladder again in my life, I hope. But
let's see, who was all there? We were.
I was there, and Dave was up, and Dave had already, I think, five or six or seven forms filled out of work order things that you approved at the last meeting, you know, to have the employees of the courthouse and so on go through that way, and then he brought some of those up and discussed some of those, you know, that he was going to get on some of those right away, and some of those were projects that were going to be a 2-3 month project, you know, and he showed us those, and he was happy with the fact that now he had something like that it was going through a process. So far, at least, Dave was real happy with that. So.
Cheevers and Wim are going to be here tomorrow doing an inspection at 8 o'clock to go through anything that hasn't been done or needs to be done. And so Dave told me that will take place. He'll be meeting with them tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. So.
Let's see. Finance Committee, this time of year, it's just kind of going through and doing claims. We did have one application so far from a municipality regarding the Parks and Improvement Grant, and I was notified there's a couple other communities will be turning those in, so obviously we won't approve those until May, but they're starting to come in already, so there appears to be some interest out there for that, so share that. Insurance Committee, anything?
No.
Resource?
No. I've got several committees. The one is tonight again. Smart Solutions will be here at 6 o'clock at Valentino's for our second meeting with them and the advisory group for economic development, you know, and anybody's welcome or whatever to come to that. Last time I think I was the only one there from the county, but I know Matt and some others just couldn't make it, and Kathy or whatever, but we had everybody but one person was there at our last meeting, and then I think hopefully everybody was able to answer the survey or saw the survey that they wanted out, and they're going to compile some of that data tonight and use some of that to explain what are concerns or positives about Gage County. Yesterday had an RC&D meeting over at Tecumseh again, and the only reason I'm bringing this one up is they got, and our county's working through them for, they got a $39,000 grant for noxious weeds, and there's five of them listed on there, and one of them is Syria lespidiza. And the grant's been extended because they haven't used up all the money. And I know two people in Gage County did apply for this and got a matching grant for it when there's money left. But the comment made yesterday was that Pawnee County, they're talking about if you have CRP ground and you have this noxious weed on there, they may not let you re-enroll unless you're doing something to control it. So I'm bringing that up, that there still is money out there for that grant if people are that area of the county. And I even know a couple places up north where that weed's there, so that grant's available. Then the law enforcement, last meeting, we approved to purchase the pickup and the two nitros or whatever. I did not explain, I don't think, enough that day. Since then, we've had some conversations about the fact that for the pickup, we did not take the lowest price. There was, I think, Sid Dillon had a Chevy that was like $636 lower or something. But in part of our conversations we had that day was, one of the things was, Twin Rivers here is a local company, a local business. We also were buying the two nitros for them, so we could have all three vehicles at the same facility or whatever. And then we'd visit with Gus, and Gus said he'd gotten along and had a real good working relationship with them. He'd gotten along really good with the Dodge vehicles, because we'd talked about the fact that trade-in value on the back end, and then somebody even mentioned that, well, we go 175,000 miles, so the trade-in value really is what we get for selling them for junk, basically, or whatever. So But I just wanted to explain that part of the reason of why we ended up recommending that we buy the pickup from Twin Rivers, even though it was $636 higher or something like that. So,
anything else? I'll just touch on Emergency Management Committee. We visited, again, we went talked over a lot of the activities Mark's been up to. And there is a, just as a point of order as far as conferences, there's a conference that Mark's going to go to. We talked about that in committee, thought there was some value in him going to that, so he'll be attending that. And we talked about maybe him bringing a one of his deputies along, and that has to do with communications as well, correct? And then I think he and Galen are going to ride out together to NACO. They're going to get out there and then come back. And then we did talk also about the interlocal agreements that we have with the EMS agreements, or the EMS squads in Gage County. And based on conversations that we've had with the AG's office and the county attorney's office, we'll have to kind of a mid-year modification to that agreement. Some of the legal advice that we had on the front end is now different than the legal advice we're getting now. So it's one of those modifications to make sure that we're doing things appropriately. So we discussed a little bit about that, and Rick's just been an absolute whiz at helping us with that. So that'll be coming up, and he's visited. Rick has visited with the legal representation from the other squads as well. So we'll try to keep everyone informed of that, but we'll have to do something mid-year to modify that. So that affects how that advisory committee meets and works and functions. And so, again, we want to make sure we're doing things appropriate, so we'll have to modify those. So, anything else for the good of the order for the Board of Supervisors? No? All right. Board of Supervisors adjourned at 9:17.